Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. The MLB trade deadline is approaching, and the Locked On MLB YouTube channel will be streaming the Hot Stove live. 2 hours of MLB trade analysis from our Locked On lineup of local experts. So make sure to subscribe to Locked On MLB on YouTube and tune in July 30th, beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. In this episode, we're going to break down the Angels' 6-2 victory on Monday night against the Colorado Rockies. We're going to break down everything that went down in this game. The good stuff, Shohei Ohtani. Maybe the bad stuff, Jared Walsh leaving the game early. And then in the second part of the episode, we're going to talk about the transformation of Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher this year, and the significantly better command that we have seen recently. But before we get into the episode, as usual, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94. You can find the podcast at Locked On Angels. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Tuesday. Hope you are doing well and enjoying watching the Angels playing some pretty darn good baseball recently. And I know they're playing against teams that are significantly below 500. Those are the teams the Angels have had no problems with this year, but they've got to win these easy games right now to keep themselves in the race. So this was definitely a big win for the Angels. We're going to break down everything that went down in this game. And in the second part of the episode, we're going to transition over to specifically talking about Shohei Ohtani on the mound and kind of go through some of the numbers and why we've seen such a different version of him kind of throughout the year. So why don't we just get started and talk about this Angels game? So this was a big one. Again, they won their third straight game. They moved to 40-59. As of recording this, they are 5 games behind the Oakland A's in the wild card race. Still a pretty significant gap, but not large enough where it feels like it's impossible for the Angels to stay in this. So another win, and this was kind of a nice performance all the way around for the team. I mean, yes, this was mainly the Shohei Ohtani show. Again, 7 innings pitched, just 1 run allowed on a home run, a hanging breaking ball, 5 hits allowed, 5 strikeouts, and noteworthy yet again for reasons we'll talk about later, just 0 walks in this game. 0. This is the second time in the past 3 starts that he has not walked a single batter in a game. That's a really, really big deal for the reasons we're going to get into. But this was Ohtani's show, and at the plate, also had an RBI single in the first inning that gave them the lead, and that was actually, they held that lead for the rest of the game. So Shohei Ohtani really helping himself out at the plate, also stole a bag, his 14th base of the season, and really just did it all in this game. This was a rather dominant performance from Ohtani. Granted, it was against a bad Colorado Rockies offense, but a lot of those same ingredients were there for success. Lots of strong command with a lot of his pitches. He was really getting the fastball in the strike zone, elevating it when he needed to. The slider was probably his best pitch of the night, other than the pitch that he hung that was hit out for a home run. That pitch was really working for him. What I found interesting in this game was the fact that he was utilizing it against left-handed hitters a little bit more often, and that's not something he's really done much of in his major league career because he generally goes to the splitter against lefties. For whatever reason, he was really feeling that slider, and we saw a lot of really high-quality sliders against both righties and lefties in this game. So Shohei Ohtani just doing what he's been doing over the last 3 starts, but he also had some help in this game and a pretty darn good offensive performance all the way around. We saw Jack Mayfield. Yes, Jack Mayfield homered yet again. A 2-run shot in the eighth inning, or the seventh inning, added on to the insurance runs that the Angels really needed at that point. Mayfield has hit four home runs over the past 10 days, and this is definitely surprising. I mean, I did not really expect Jack Mayfield to be this guy that was hitting home runs, making really good defensive plays. I mean, he has had himself a very, very good last 10 days or so. So big game from Jack Mayfield. We saw Max Stassi with a double and a single after getting three hits in on Sunday's game. Jose Iglesias had multiple hits. Jared Walsh had multiple hits. Unfortunately, Jared Walsh did leave the game early, and based on the post-game quotes from Joe Maddon, it sounds like Jared Walsh felt something in his side, and he's going to be reevaluated tomorrow. Obviously, not what you want to hear, considering how many injuries the Angels have been going through recently. So hopefully, this is nothing serious, because the depth on this roster is being seriously tested right now. So hopefully, this isn't too serious. But yeah, I mean, all the way around, this was a strong performance from the Angels. Other than the bullpen nearly blowing the lead in the eighth inning, which we've heard that before this season, this was a pretty good performance all the way around. And again, the Angels are a game over 500. There are still quite a few teams ahead of them in the standings. I mean, they're tied with Cleveland as far as winning percentage goes. They're a half game behind the Toronto Blue Jays. They're a game and a half behind the Yankees, and three and a half behind the Mariners. And those are just the teams in between them and the Oakland A's, who have that second wild card spot. So definitely going to be a big week for the Angels. The trade deadline is on Friday. So if things are going to happen for this team, you'd like to see them performing kind of well going into the deadline, so you can ensure that they're going to be in a position where they want to make those kinds of moves. So really big win for the Angels on Monday to put themselves a game over 500. We're going to take our first break of this episode. When we get back, we're going to talk about the transformation of Shohei Ohtani this year as a pitcher and the significantly improved command that we've seen as the season has gone along. But first, let me tell you about Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all of the parts that you need. But you now have access, or you now have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. This is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. They have prices that are reliably low for every customer. So if you go to rockauto.com right now, you can see all of the parts available for your car or truck. Just write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com. So we're going to transition over into a discussion about Shohei Ohtani and the really big changes we've seen on the mound from him this year. And if you go back to the very beginning of the season and you look at his walk totals compared to where he's been at recently, it is a substantial change for Ohtani. So go to those first couple starts. He had 5 walks in his first outing. He had 6 walks in his second one. 2 walks, 6 walks. And then after that, we started to see the command slowly improve as the season has gone along. If you're looking, where's a good cutoff point for him? If you're looking after June, there's only one game where Ohtani has walked more than 2 batters in a single game, and that was that game in New York where he did not make it out of the first inning. So if you're comparing where he's at right now in terms of command compared to where he was at the beginning of the season, it is a night and day difference. You look at the last 3 starts, specifically 20 innings pitched, 17 strikeouts to just 1 walk. That is a substantial improvement. I think there's a lot of fans probably wondering what happened and why are we seeing this type of version of Ohtani, which we did not see at the beginning of the season. So something that we talked a lot about on this show at the very beginning of the season, when these command problems were there, I think one of the things that I tried to really focus on was the fact that Ohtani was out there. He was showing that he was healthy. And with the baggage that he brought with him, the lack of innings at the major league level, it was probably expected that there were going to be some command issues for at least a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months. And that's almost exactly what we saw. If you go look at his first four starts of the season, he had a combined 19 walks in his first four starts of the season. That's obviously an extremely high number. And despite the fact that he was doing extremely well in many different ways, it didn't feel all that sustainable for a full season. When you're walking that many batters, you're just putting yourself in a rough situation. But there was this really interesting transition, in my opinion, when you go back to May 19th. And this was, if you remember correctly, this was the start where Ohtani's velocity just tanked. I mean, the first five starts of the season, this guy was sitting 97 plus on the fastball just consistently. And then May 19th rolls around and he has a pretty nice start, but the velocity's down in the low 90s. And obviously, people were worried. This is a guy that's had injury problems in the past in terms of pitching, and there was probably reason to be concerned about this. And for a couple of starts, he kind of had to navigate through these velocity issues. And as the season has gone along, we've seen that velocity come back kind of to his normal level. So I think what might have happened was he might have gone through a dead arm phase at this point. And this is very common for pitchers who are kind of gearing up for the season during spring training. But in Ohtani's case, it's very possible that with the lack of experience and innings at the major league level, he might have just experienced it kind of right in the middle of the season. And since that time, we have seen a lot of the command issues really go away. I mean, other than that outing in New York that we've talked about where he didn't make it out of the first inning, this guy has had several starts with one walk or fewer, especially recently. So I think what's kind of changed with Ohtani was he had to learn how to pitch without that elite velocity for a couple of starts. And I think it's very possible that it triggered something with Ohtani. He had to utilize different methods of getting outs. He had to maybe be more efficient. He had to utilize his pitches a little bit differently. Maybe he was going to not use the fastball quite as much. Whatever it might have been in these specific starts, I think it actually benefited Ohtani to kind of have that little dead arm phase or the lower velocity phase where he wasn't sitting in the upper 90s consistently, because I think it really helped him figure out not just how to blow pitches past hitters, which obviously is extremely important. Ohtani is one of the absolute best in Major League Baseball when you're talking about missing bats and just simply not allowing opponents to put the ball in play. But as you probably know, there's a lot more to the art of pitching. And I think what's really helped Ohtani was just going through these different adversities throughout this season. And really, more importantly, just getting that experience of being out there on a mound on a consistent basis. I mean, it feels like there's a more consistent pattern that he's on right now. The very beginning of the season, he had a stretch where he went 16 days without pitching due to the blister issue, and then like another 10 days between another start. So I really do think that being on a consistent schedule, getting more reps, kind of working through the velocity decline in the middle of the season, I think all of these different elements have really helped him out. And it's kind of crazy to think about Ohtani in this perspective, given what he's doing as a hitter. You don't need the reminder, but he's leading the major leagues in home runs with 35 right now. He's probably, or not even probably, he is their best starting pitcher right now. And the way that he's pitching recently should give Angels fans a lot of hope, because not only is he showing that electric stuff, but we're also seeing that command take a significant step forward. We're going to take our final break of this episode before we get out of here. So let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all of the action at Bet Online. Get all of the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs. So make sure to head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. So let's wrap up today's episode. This was a really, really strong day for the Angels all the way around on Monday in terms of the Angels winning their third straight game, putting themselves over 500. Strong game from Shohei Ohtani. Lots of good stuff going on. There was some bad news. Jared Walsh leaving the game early with the side issue. Obviously, is not what you want, especially considering Mike Trout is still not, doesn't seem like he's super close to being back. He still hasn't done his rehab assignment. Anthony Rendon is not close to being back. So you'd like to see these guys getting healthy, especially as the trade deadline approaches, gives you a better idea of what kind of team that you might have for the last few months. But the Angels are playing pretty well right now. They've got a real chance to make up some ground in the standings against a very, very bad Colorado Rockies team. So we'll see what happens on Tuesday. But that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there. We will talk some Angels baseball on Wednesday. NBA Draft GOAT Chad Ford, Locked On NBA Draft host Raphael Barlow, and Locked On NBA host John Corrales will be live this year covering the NBA Draft. It's Locked On NBA Draft 2021, brought to you by Built Bar. Get local expert analysis on each pick by following Locked On NBA on YouTube today and watch our live coverage on July 29th at 7 p.m. Pacific time.